Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today we're going to be dealing with that even the elect might be deceived. How's that grab you? What a title, right? You might get your chain yanked. Ho-ho-ho. Well, there's a reason why I'm starting to show off with this scenario, because we are dealing with end time termination. You know, the entropy of everything. Everything could be winding up in a form of entropy, because it's a winding down of everything. So in the funneling of the end, things are popping up to take you to places that you don't want to go. So anyway, I had two things tonight, because I had somebody contact me and he was all upset because truthers were manipulating the truth, and in his own emotional state, not thinking. For all he knew, it could have been somebody on the other side manipulating this to create chaos and confusion. And you got to understand that there are forces at work that are pretending to be truthers that aren't, and that will present things on a scale so that when people do see things and perceive things, it will create doubt. I heard a truther yesterday talking about the monkeypox, and I heard about 5 minutes of it and I shut it off because I realized she didn't know what she was talking about. Her research was in a narrow purview that she could only grasp, and she never mentioned once genetics, frequencies, nano, you know, or anything of that effect. And she actually believed that the monkeypox was real. Now there is a monkeypox. I do have a link tonight that you can see what a monkeypox looks like. What we're seeing is not the monkeypox. What we're seeing, in my humblest opinion, is the mutation of these injections. And this is the other thing people have lost the ability to do. They have lost the capacity to understand how to connect dots. We never had a monkeypox before, have we? In the 60 plus years I have been alive, I have never seen monkeypox once in North America. Not once. And if there was a situation, it was very isolated because it never even made mainstream news. Not once have I ever heard of monkeypox. Not once. I've heard of chickenpox. I've heard of the term pox. I've heard different things of different viruses coming from China, Hong Kong flu, Chinese flu, Japanese flu, Thailand flu, you know, Indonesian. I've heard all that. But not once have I ever heard about a monkeypox. Not once. Until people got injected. Now, does monkeypox exist? Oh, for sure. For sure. You can see pictures of people in Africa having outbreaks. And God only knows how they got it. I asked a question a couple shows ago. Has anybody been boinking monkeys? Because that's one way you can get monkeypox. If the genome has a human DNA strand bound to it. Now, obviously, if you are involved in that kind of behavior, something's going to go wrong, for sure. But the point I'm trying to get across here tonight is, A, quit reading text like a syntax. You're not a machine. You don't just follow line upon line. Read. So, the person that was doing the research obviously was reading like a robot. No thought of anything else but what she was reading. So focused on the literature that never took into consideration the environmental or the epigenetic factors that are also going on right now, which for some reason everybody seems to forget. I don't know why. Brian sent me a thing, said, have you seen this? I says, yes, I'm not, there's nothing to be done. It's part of the mutation process. You know, again, how many outbreaks have we had since the injections? Anybody thinking along those terms? We had the, you know, we had the corona. We had the COVID, which we all was an acronym.
The flu.
Then we had Lambda. Then we had something that started with an M. And then we had BA and B1. Then we had the Marburg. And now we got monkeypox. Doesn't anybody see? Is not anybody thinking that all this is tied to an operating system and a mutation process going on with the people that have been injected? Or are you just following the script like they're showing it to you? Are you just reading the script and following it without any thought? See, that's what television does. Television entertains you so that they lead you on a thought process to follow what they want you to see according to the script that they have designed. And then leave you at the end with some sort of emotional response mechanism that has nothing to do with any sense of reality. That's what we're at today. We're believing in fiction on every level. You know, there's an article I saw today that actually expresses exactly what I've been saying, and I've been saying this for almost 2 years, that this is a genetic program override. But again, everyone's caught up on, oh, we found this flower that can stop the monkeypox. Well, maybe it can stop the monkeypox, but is this really monkeypox? Does anybody think in those terms? Since this all of a sudden came along after people got injected, and it seems to be impacting the people that did get injected. Is anybody seeing the light here? Is anybody making a correlation? See, I expect mainstream people to be dumb and blind. All they know is what they see. But I can see what they are doing right now is now they're assaulting the people that are awake and creating confusion. That's why I said at the beginning of the show that even the elect might be deceived. I'm going to make this suggestion to everybody, not to further divide, but to give you a sense of common sense and commonality here. If you are around people that flip-flop like a fish on dry land and blow whichever way the wind blows, and they don't take the time to read or to study, nor take the time to think about what they're reading, if you do head out toward the bush and you do decide to go off-grid, these are the last people you want to be with, because they'll turn your ass into the first sign of trouble. They have no foundation. They have no core. They have nothing. They will flip-flop in the wind, say, well, hell, I can get $10,000 for you. I'm going to turn you in, get the $10,000. And when they turn you in, you both get killed. Like I said, stupid is as stupid does, and then there will be a lot of stupidity. And again, if you're going to be with people, they better be pretty solid. If you're going to go off-grid, wherever you're going to go, that's where you're going to make your last stand. Period. Ain't no bullshit here. No games. No, I'm not asking for $1 million. None of that shit. I'm giving you a hardcore reality. You make a stand in the city. You make a stand out in the county. You make a stand out in the rural area. You make a stand out in the bush. You make a stand out in the ocean. Wherever you make that stand, it'll be your last one. And you better be with people that are going to be there with you, that are going to make that stand together. Because this is where it's going. Some believe in this rapture stuff. Okay, that's fine. But what if it doesn't come? What if you're wrong? Okay, and again, what if you're wrong? See, these people that speak on pre-trib, mid-trib, after-trib, these are all speculative at best. The believers don't have, there's no agreement on that one on any level. I have I have Christians that contact me that believe in the rapture, you know, and I tease them all the time, tease her all the time, actually. She laughs and says, we're going to be going. You are too, you know. We get into that, but that's okay. So I do it out of fun. I don't do it out of hurt. But if you're not, if it's like I say it is, it's going to be at the very end when Jesus comes back after the last trumpet, because it says the dead in Christ will rise first, and then what's left comes after. Well, makes you wonder. So I'm saying what I'm saying, no matter where your stand is on that doctrine, be ready. Just like the five wise and five foolish virgins, be ready. It's like Noah. Noah went through the tribulation. I don't see him getting raptured either. Be ready. Hey, if it comes, hey, I'll be the first one to apologize to every one of you. But if it doesn't come, be ready. And I'm saying this to everybody else on the same token. Everyone is expecting some kind of savior from the sky to come and make things all okay again. And we're going to go back to normal. We are never going to go back to normal. This is the new normal. You know, and the sooner you awake to that reality, that this is the new normal, to be injected with genetically engineered materials to be the property of the corporations that created these abominations that they're injecting to everybody. You will be their property. Let me read this. After taking the mRNA gene therapy vaccines, those who are vaccinated may actually become a non-human species called Homo Borgensis. That's a fancy way of saying transhuman. That's a fancy way of saying clay and iron. They may now be considered genetically modified organisms owned by the patent owners of the mRNA technologies within Pfizer and Moderna injections. After taking the mRNA gene therapy vaccines, those who are vaccinated may actually become not... Okay, I got that. Oh, I wrote that twice. Okay. It actually repeats it. After taking the mRNA gene therapy vaccines, those who are vaccinated may actually become a non-human species called Homo Borgensis. They may now be considered genetically modified organisms owned by the patent-owned owners of the mRNA technology that's within Pfizer and Moderna injections. Vaccines are genetically distinct race or species. The vaccines now are genetically distinct race or species may have forfeited their human rights in a legal sense. This is all tied to the widespread introduction of 5G communication system. The 5G 18 to 60 gigahertz EM signals produces symptoms in humans identical with COVID-19 and the vaccine. See, I think this, and again, I think that's really outdated. I think we're looking at 5, 6, 7G, 8G, 9G, and the rest with these 20 and 25 or 26G antenna. They're activating the different frequencies and the different operating systems that these injections have incorporated or integrated with the DNA. What we are seeing is the mutation of people who have taken these injections. Also, the materials in the injections are designed to be activated upon exposure by an 18 gigahertz frequency emitted by 5G antenna. Thus, 5G transmitters 0 to 100 gigahertz will trigger mechanisms for the zombie apocalypse. And again, that's a plausibility. That's a plausibility. They may all wind up dead as a result of these frequencies activation, but they may be reanimated by artificial intelligence. That is a possibility, for sure. Now, I want to point out a couple things tonight. Now, I've been telling you about how in the 1960s that sex was weaponized. No, they didn't turn any kind of genital into a gun per se, but they did. They blasted us morning, noon, and night with sexually produced materials orientated to, again, affect all of us. And then they engaged and initiated in the 60s all this shit we see today, where people cannot determine what their genders is or their binary or whatever bullshit of the day is. That all came from there. So there is a video there that explains how that happened. How over time, as there became more availability with technology, that it was, you were far able to expand the proselytizing of sex in all kinds of forms or fashions. And today we are in a situation where the very governments that we are supposed to be protected by are in fact encouraging this kind of behavior. Because the governments that we have today are all distorted, perverted, and corrupted to the core. They have no moral or ethical values whatsoever. They have no concept of godliness on any level. And all they see in all of this is that your people are nothing more than a commodity at a store to be used and discarded as one sees fit. And this is how sex evolved eventually, even with men and women. Everyone was out there, you know, looking at the smorgasbord and saying, I'll try this today, that tomorrow, and that the next day. You know, that's the way it was. And nobody really thought much about it because, again, we were programmed. Well, we probably felt something, saying maybe this is not right, but that program overrode. So that will give you an idea how that manifested and how that became a reality. And how we are at today in this juncture of not knowing if you got a flower, you're a woman. If you got a flagpole, you're a male. You know, for some reason, that concept has slipped everybody's head. I don't know why. Every time I have to go to the washroom, I have to handle my equipment. You know, I know what I am. Every time a woman goes to the washroom, she has to handle her equipment. She knows what she is, you know. Maybe that's old-fashioned, maybe that's old school, but maybe that's the way it is. You know. So anyway, there was this thing with Pfizer. Now, I got two reports today. And one report, the president of Pfizer is saying that he's going to reduce the population control by 50%. And that they had achieved their goal. Then I got another report stating that he was going to reduce the population by 50% in regarding to providing injections and vaccines. So you got two different things going on here. But the one thing that is similar in both in cases is that there was going to be a population by 50%. Now, these guys do talk in code. And I don't doubt that he was sending a signal to Klaus that they had in place to take out 50% of the population on the planet. But when you hear both of these things, one admits the fact that he was talking about vaccines and the other one doesn't. So again, there's this wording that's going on there. And like I said, I don't doubt that he is implying very strongly that they already have in place, through these injections, that they've reached 50% of the population, which in my mind indicates that they have already got in place means to take out 50% of the population. Now, you got the other one that omits that little detail. Now, whether that was a truther that did this, or whether it was somebody from the other side that did this to create confusion among the truthers, that remains to be seen. Now, when I see shit like that, I don't jump the gun about truthers or whatever. I looked at both of these things. I had to look at them four or five times to make sure that what I was looking at was correct. But I also realized that there was the terminology that was used. You know, if you're like a machine and you're reading line upon line, syntax upon syntax, and you haven't figured out by now that everything that they do is encoded, then sucks to be you. Really, it sucks to be you. The plausibility of that statement being there being indicative of the fact that they got in place or they have already in their program have killed 50% of the population, it can be interpreted as such as well. Because with these people, none of them tell you the truth. And if you haven't figured out by now that everything you're seeing with the WEF is nothing but entertainment to, again, disarm the general population and to create the doubt that's going on, then you know what? Again, it sucks to be you because you lost the inability to think. Can't connect the dots by now and realize that these people are out there to kill you one way or another. And you want to excuse seeing the reality for what it is. You're trying to run away, if you're afraid, trying to escape, you're trying to duck, whatever, whoever, that's on you. See, and I get sometimes through the ire because right away everyone's going to blame some truther for putting something like this out there. It may not have been a truther. May have been somebody on that side creating this kind of complexity going on so that everyone would start, what the hell's this? Like I said, I saw the one video earlier today and I got two people sent me the video. So anyway, you got them there. The one on the YouTube, it's around 2:43 where you're the president of the Pfizer expressing about the sharing the injections with the planet. And he gets into the thing, he starts off that 50% of the people, and that's how he puts it. Leads one to think, what is he really saying? Because like I said, everything they say is encoded. And it may be a very generalized statement, but nothing they say or do is general. And if you don't, I mean, seriously, I can't believe anybody today would trust anything that they're saying either. Now, to make my point on that, I put a link in here. I put a title that even the elect may be deceived. In there, there's a news footage of a guy, two men, having the same daughter. Two men having the same daughter. Now, two different locations. You ask, how is that possible? Well, let me explain. See, the United States of America have places that have the right to bear arms. They have the right to carry. And I think they got a good thing there. I think every American should have a brain in their head and have a right to carry. Then your government can't screw you like the Canadian government's screwing us here. But the Canadians also have guns here as well. And it's alarming the government because they too want to stop this situation from getting more. Because every time somebody has a gun, that's one more person that could oppose them. But I digress. So you got a guy there crying. He's being interviewed by this TV guy. And, oh, your daughter, and and the guy, oh, he's whimpering a little bit. Wow, she was such a good daughter. And then they interview on another network, on another channel. The same daughter is dead, but with a different father. Imagine that. Same gal, two different dads, two different locations. That gal must be able to time travel. Meow, meow. Walking through parallel universes. Maybe that's what they did. Maybe they went to a parallel universe and filmed it on a parallel universe and brought it here. Maybe that's why there's two different fathers. Maybe it is one father with the same daughter in a different timeline. Maybe that's what it is. I don't think so, but hey. We might want to watch that. To give you an idea what depths and what level that they will go into deception. Now, are we going to say a truther did this too? See, that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying that there are people in the awakened movement or people that are awake that there are that everybody's legitimate. They aren't. The one thing I learned when I was in a cult is not everybody in a cult appears is what they appear to be. Okay, not everyone is what they appear to be. And the same thing in this movement. There are people in this movement that look and act like they are something to listen to and they're an authority. But they're really on the wrong side of the fence and they're just leading everyone down the path. Like I say, when I hear people saying that they don't want to, you know, get into any kind of confrontation, well, this is what we're doing. When we decide to rebel against the system that is evil, that doesn't acquiesce to the will of the people, that takes their money, tax dollars, and just throws that money to the wind, and yet doesn't spend a dime on their own people, and we are rebelling against these injustices, that is what it is. You are fighting the system. And you have, and every weapon you have to your advantage, you will, and you should have on the table. You don't have to show your hand, you just got to make them aware that you're going to stand with whatever you're doing. And if you have the means to back it up. That's what we should be thinking and how we should be thinking. When we're looking at this, and we're seeing the deception being played. That's where you got to start thinking, what are you watching? And can you validate? And can you connect a dot or a line or a sequence to other things? In other words, the example again, people took the jab. Shortly after they took the jab, they had side effects. You remember AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson? People had blood clots coming through their skins. You remember that, or have you forgotten that too? You remember when they first did the Moderna? People were dropping from heart attacks. Do you remember that? Or have you forgotten that as well? With the Pfizer vaccines, people were taking that. All of a sudden, they too were having blood clots and heart failure. Or have we forgotten that as well? People are having suffered permanent damage from these injections. A fate worse than death. Have we forgotten? Remember the nurse 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago? Took the shot, fainted right in front of national television, and then died 5-6 hours later. She's dead. You remember that? See, a lot has gone on showing you time and time and time again that everything they're doing in front of you is pure fiction, a lie, a falsehood, trying to get you to be convinced that they're on your side, that they love you so much. They want to welcome you into the family of Pfizer. They want to welcome you into the family of Moderna. Oh, they just want to have you with Johnson and AstraZeneca. They just want you in one big happy family of a cocktail of death. They just want you to feel welcome. That's how cults work. And that's what we're dealing with on a global level. Doctors are now saying that cancers are now, we're seeing cancers are advancing. They're genetically advancing. Now, I have dealt with cancer for over 40 years. I have seen people come to me with cancers, you name it. Liver cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, intestinal cancers, leukemia, you know, brain cancers, testicle cancers, vaginal cancers, you name it. I have had it come my way. And I've given them formulas for cancer that seem to work about 80 to 85% of the time. Didn't always work for whatever reason. But today the doctors are saying that the cancers that they're seeing today are advanced. See, back in the 1920s, 1910, they used to treat cancer with vinegar, baking soda, cream of tartar, and nitric oxide or arginine. It wiped out all the cancers. Their cancers were coming from eating white processed bread. That's where they were getting their cancers from. That's before they genetically engineered. This is when they started bleaching it and treating it with chemicals. People started getting cancer. That worked back then. Then about the 60s and 70s, people started getting cancers again in a huge amount. And they're getting a lot of cancers from the food coloring and food additives that they were putting into the food to preserve and keep the food fresher longer. So they were getting primarily liver cancers and colon cancers and brain cancers and liver cancers. That was the primary cancers of the time. Come the 70s and 80s, what was happening? Now all of a sudden soy made the scene. All of a sudden everybody was getting endocrine cancers. Women are getting breast cancers left, right, and center. Ovarian cancers, uterine cancers, vaginal cancers, you know, cancers of the brain, thymus cancers, thyroid cancers, all because soy was introduced into the food chain at that time. So you can make a direct correlation to what people were like before something changed in the food supply or in the environment and afterwards. You can use the same principles in these injections. In Detroit, Windsor, this is supposed to be the highest cancer per capita in the world. When the automotive industry started creating cars left, right, and center, and they were just pissing shit everywhere, dumping crap into the rivers, exuding it in the air, cancer rates just went off the map here. And that was all tied to the epigenetics of the pollutants that were released in the air. When they started cleaning the environment, the cancer rates dropped significantly, but they didn't go away because they were still polluting their shit everywhere. If you've ever come to Detroit, when you go across I-75 and go south, and you get there, because you're down now, you're in the southwestern part of Detroit, on a hot summer day, you will smell the toxic effect of the Rouge River, and we can thank the Ford Motor Company for that wonderful gift that they have left sitting there for almost 100 years. Dead water. So, again, seen it, understand it. At one point in time, it was a relatively an uncomplicated process. Change the diet, use the supplements, use the tea, and wait for healing. Today, things have changed. Things have changed dramatically. Those things that used to work 8 out of 10 times, 8.5 out of 10 times, work maybe 4 or 5 out of 10 times. If they work at all. Because of the nature of the mutations of these cancers. Now they're taking injections. From these injections, they're seeing that the cancer rates have increased exponentially by 50%. Sorry, wrong thing. Not 50%. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. So, the injections are not saving anybody. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play some stuff. Get everybody, you know, I'm sure everyone's tired of hearing me yell and scream. You know, so that everybody can hear some of the things that I'm talking about. Give you an idea. This first one is going to be about the sideshow, literally the sideshow, the deception, because it's important that we understand the nature of the deception. Okay, let's give it a go. Hold on. Here we go.
Sorry for your loss. You're holding a picture of your daughter. She had just won an honor roll. What do you want people to know about her?
That she was just trying to do the right thing. she was just trying to call the cops. This is literally like her worst fear.
She talked about something like this.
So I'm a medic. So when I arrived on the scene, they still had kids inside. They started bringing the kids out. And I was...
Angel Garza talking about his daughter who has died here, 10 years old.
10-year-old Amory Jo Garza was another fourth grader at Robb Elementary.
She was a real good student. She was a very good daughter.
Amory loved to draw, do science experiments, and make people laugh.
She was the perfect daughter, yeah. She was a perfect daughter.
When he heard about the shooting, Alfred Garza III raced to the school. While waiting for news about his own daughter, Garza says he tried to comfort the children who did manage to get out.
They were just overwhelmed.
It's hard to even wrap your mind around something like that.
This is the last photo he has of his baby girl, posing proudly with her honor roll certificate just hours before the shooting.
I just want to honor her name. I just want her to be remembered as the type of person that she was.
Two different dads from two different locations, two different times. Had to be a time tunnel. Had to be a parallel universe. They had to walk back and forth in time. Had to have. So it's it's anyway, okay, let me get to the next one. All right. We're going to hear a doctor here talking about cancer. So let you tune in. Hold on. Here we go.
For example, I was in Florida, four different cities these past 4 days, got back yesterday. Every city I went to, a physician would come up to me. One physician, hey, look, in the last month, I've seen 5 kidney cancers in young patients. I usually see 1 kidney cancer every decade of my practice. Chief of oncology at a major hospital came up to me and said, you know, I usually in young patients, you know, under 40 or so, under 40, 50, I'll see maybe 1 astrocytoma brain cancer a year. I've seen 5 after the boosters rolled out in the last month. You know, another physician, hey, my 21-year-old son got the booster. Now he has a salivary gland cancer. A lady in the next town, my daughter just got her booster, and she has an even more aggressive salivary gland cancer. Everywhere I go, doctors are like, thank you for speaking out. We are seeing it. How do we get this out there? How do we report it? And then when I listen to some of my esteemed epidemiology friends, they're under the assumption that, well, gosh, cancer takes a long time to develop. We're not going to see this. These aren't normal cancers. The other thing I hear is a patient has a stable cancer, or they've been cancer clear for 4 or 5 years, 10 years, clean bill of health. They get shot 2 or 3, and now they have stage 4 disease and wildfire cancers. I was in France, confirmed by doctors I was talking to over there. There were doctors from the UK. I have a family doctor from Ireland saying, I have seen the weirdest cancers, and he's been in practice almost 35 years, the weirdest cancers after the shot roll out. And again, all these anecdotes add to a large group observation that something is wrong.
Well, imagine that. Something is wrong. What could go wrong? We're playing with genetics. We're injecting program operating systems. What could go wrong? I mean, it's such a surprise that somebody would even ask that question. What could go wrong? All right, I'm going to play 2 things here. I got to find the mark. Give me 1 second. Bear with me. Somehow, all of a sudden, these things have a tendency. Okay, I think it might be it. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to play this one here. Want you to hear this one, and then I'm going to play the other one, just so that you get both sides of the coin. Hold on. Here we go.
In 19, the first week we met in January of 19 in California, and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023, we will reduce the number of people in the world that cannot afford our medicines by 50%.
Okay. Here he says that they would have reduced the by 50% people who couldn't afford the vaccines by 50%. Now, that could be read either way. Either that they wanted to have a goal of distribution, or you could read in as well, and if you don't do this, I don't know why you wouldn't. The fact that if you've given 50% more people these vaccines, you are now targeting 50% of the population for execution. So let me see if I can find the other one now. You know, so in all fairness, so everybody would hear this thing. So, okay, hold on a second. I think that this is it. Okay, cool. All right, let's see if we can get this going here. Hold on. Here we go.
Reality. That is really a fulfillment of a dream that we had together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we met in January of 19 in California, and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023, we will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%.
Okay. That's a pretty dramatic difference in the statement and the quote. So, did a truther do this? Or did somebody else do this? See, you gotta have a right perspective here, you know. Who did this? And who has the most to gain by something like this? See, like I said, when people tell me, well, this is why I don't listen to this or listen to that. Well, I can understand it. There's a lot of things I turn off too. But then I got a lot of friends around me that say, well, maybe take a look at this part here. Or take a look at that part there. So I'll go back and relook at it. Because I'm sometimes hasty to judge as well. But even so, knowing what we know about these regimes out there and what they've been doing, you know, instead of getting all worked up about who did what, maybe we should maintain our focus who the real enemy is. You know, they don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about anybody. These people are in that elite group of oligarchs. They have money and power. And they're looking at control now. Full on control. Like the old ancient Greek gods. Remember the old ancient Greek gods? Who knows? Maybe that's who we're dealing with right now. For all we know. Because the old ancient Greek gods never died. They disappeared. And who knows? Maybe they're all coming back. Grand finale. Who's going to cut up what part of the pie? Who's going to be the demigod of this group or that group? You know, again, speculative as it may sound. Something to really consider. Most things are plausible. And most of the time we see them happening. Maybe not then and there exactly at that moment in time. I have said things 2.5 years ago that are just now people are seeing. They're just now seeing it now. You know, Brian and myself were talking about nanotechnology way back in the day, 13 years ago or thereabouts. People are just now starting to see what we were talking about then. Everyone thought we were crazy. Now everyone's talking about nanotechnology. They still don't know what they're looking at most of the time, but at least they're talking about it. So, when we're looking at different things going on today, and we're seeing what's being presented today, their number one weapon is confusion. Keep your eye on the prize and keep your enemies in front of you so you can see who they are. They're going to take you out if you don't. All you're doing is just going along and just reading scripts and just getting all worked up about, oh, ah, ye, ah, ooh, and not thinking, not connecting dots. Sucks to be you. It's about the easiest way to tell you. Sucks to be you, because you're going to be tossed to and fro like a feather in the wind. All right, this is a little satire I picked up. I found somebody had done this, and I thought, how appropriate. Now, this is for Canada, and I put the link on there. Because what, now again, this is another way of looking at manipulating the truth, or another way of exposing the truth. You decide. I thought, in all honesty, this was as straight as it got. Hold on, so we can get it going. Here we go.
I won't respect the science, won't respect people who want freedoms. I want to be very clear. Proof of vaccination is about keeping Canadians divided. I create propaganda in our institutions. We are limiting people's freedom of speech, limiting freedom of peaceful assembly, politics of division and fear.
Basic dictatorship.
And it will not continue without deliberate, mindful propaganda. We must continue to impose unprecedented sanctions on
unvaccinated.
And we must continue authoritarianism. But if we're going to be honest, and we need to be honest.
Photo ops. You know what? When this pandemic hit, our government was well positioned, knowing that we need to lean on tyranny and
misinformation
when we make policy decisions that aren't based on science.
We buy health professionals that continue to spread misinformation and disinformation on the science.
The vaccine mandate in the first place was coercive.
And the reality is,
this was a violation of the charter. Mandates are forever. Because we know that when we invest in Moderna and when we eradicate the middle class and make Canadians more divided while
sending checks to
Professor Schwab, World Economic Forum, you will own nothing
and be happy. We need to put
the World Economic Forum
first, which we have always done.
Building back better means slowing our economic recovery while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 agenda.
This inflation crisis right now is a direct result of the global reset.
Canadians can count on a dedicated team of reporters to bring them
propaganda
every night because we paid them $600 million. You don't get stellar headlines without greasing the wheels a bit.
I put that on there. Now, again, somebody cut and sliced all that. But the reality is what he did, or whoever did this, pointed out what has actually gone on in Canada. So I put it on there because I know, and again, somebody may say, well, you're perpetrating, you know, whatever. And my thought would be on that, you know what, grow up, learn to distinguish satire from reality. Of course, this is satirical. But the truth of it all is everything that this person did actually is what's been going on for the last 2.5 years in this country. And everybody needs to, maybe this will help people, you know, connect the dots. Maybe this will help people see through the veil. Instead of just being a sheep being led by your ass every which way they want you to go. It's really high time that everyone started that isn't doing it, to start really looking at everything with plausibility incorporated in the way you think. Some say, well, that'll just make my head spin. Good. It's an exercise, a mental exercise that'll help you be able to not be deceived so easily the next time. If you can get your knickers pulled down on you with very little deception, wait till they crank it up full on. If you can't figure this out now, you're going to be good and screwed up the way, because this is nothing but foreplay. That's all this is, foreplay. And when they get it cranked, and they are going to, you're going to see the best deception. But like I said, the Bible says that even the elect might be deceived. Hang on to the truth. No matter what you see, no matter what they show you, no matter how plausible that their side is, remember one thing, and this is for your behalf. They started this whole thing out with a lie. And if you've forgotten that part of it, then truly sucks to be you. There was never a pandemic, ever. Ever. There's been never any proof of a pandemic. People have always had the flu. That's nothing new. My generation got hit with the coronavirus back in 1963. Did we wear a diaper on our face? No. Did we wear hand condoms on our hands? No. Did we dip our hands in toxic solvents? No. Did we social distance? No. Hey, I'm still here. Wow. Didn't work then. Now they're trying to get me on the rebound. The whole agenda's been a fabrication. The whole agenda's been nothing but a manipulation. Every time we see a new outbreak, I just shake my head because I know I get an email saying, have you heard about the Marburg virus? Have you heard about the monkey virus or monkey pox? Have you heard about blah, and I look at and I write back to these people. Do you not know what's really going on? Are you sucked in this badly? This is the injections that they're turning on. People still can't get into their head that they can remotely control these injections are manufactured through the spiking of those proteins, any kind of condition they want. Does it really seem logical that we've had like six viral outbreaks in 2 years? All stemming from the corona. If anybody paid attention in science class, the more a virus mutates, the weaker it gets. You remember that little tidbit? I paid attention. And you never, ever, ever inject a population when a virus is at its height of its growth. That was always a no-no. What did they do at the very height of this pandemic, supposed pandemic? They injected everybody. It was all been built on a lie. So why do you doubt anything that you see? You should be doubting if it's coming from mainstream. It's all bullshit. I've been saying that from day one. 2.5 years, that's all you hear coming out of my mouth, the word bullshit, because that's all this is pure, unadulterated bullshit. And you gotta quit allowing yourself to have that moment of, you know, terror. You're stimulated by terror, you're stimulated by fear. You gotta have that boogeyman moment. Then it erases all logic from your head. Ooh, I'm scared. Oh, hey, have you heard about... Yeah, it's like you got to get excited so you have something to say to somebody. It's amazing. It amazes to me. They had done nothing but abuse the population of this planet. The Commonwealth prime ministers have treated their citizens like shit. And you still want to believe them. Well, I don't blame everybody totally on this either. I really don't. I do get they're hitting you with frequencies. I do get that they're hitting you with towers. I do get that they're training your brains through your cell phones. I keep telling you to throw those effing things away, but you don't want to do that either. You know, you want to hang on to that thing. It's connecting with your DNA. Now all of a sudden you can't remember where you're at, what day you're in, or what planet you're on. Like I said, they're playing for keeps. They're going to sabotage you every which way they can. And if this makes you scared, good. That means you got something left inside you that's still alive and it's still connected to God. So that's a good thing. Now perhaps you'll start applying what God gave you, is that brain between your ears, and stay focused and stay true to the prize. Anybody who's a believer understands that we are not going to be here forever. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows one day we're going to leave this place and we are going to go to our real home in the next life. Not everybody believes that. That's okay too. That's entirely up to you. That is your choice, your option. But for those of us who do believe that faith, that fact, for us, then we got nothing to fear. We're going home anyway. Now, whatever they're going to do on this shithole, because it's nothing but a shithole, and you got to start thinking that this is not our home. It's a place of dwelling. That's it. A place of purging, expunging, and removing shit from us. That's all it is. This is basically a sewer hole to remove the dross from the silver, from the gold. So when we're looking at us, our priority should be inspiring people to look to a hope. My perspective on that is Christ. That's what works for me. Because he's the only one I know that left heaven, came to this place, like I said, went to hell, came back to this place, and went to heaven. I don't know any faith, any belief system, or any other content that has somebody who's been to the other side, knows where they're going, and can get you there. Talk to anybody else, I don't care who you talk to. Are you catching a bus? Are you taking a train? Is there an airplane there? Going to take you there? Are you going to hitchhike? Where is it located? Where is this next place? Where is this universal thing you're talking about? Where is it? Nobody can give you an answer. Someone says to me, well, how are you going to get to heaven? I said, I don't know. That's why I have to put my faith in Christ, because I don't know where I'm going. Next life, I have no idea how I'm going to get there. All I know is, because of my faith, he told me that he would get me there. So that's what I'm counting on. That's the hope. That's why I always tell everybody, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. I'm always trying to inspire you to read what Christ had to say. Read the book of Revelations, because that's the playbook. Read the church and how it evolved. This way, when you make mistakes or you fall short, you know, you can see how they also did too, and how they, again, got up, dusted their feet, and kept going. So again, I'm encouraging you all to, like I said, in that realm, in that regard. Those of you who have never read the Bible, I encourage you to invite you to go do so. You know, go start with the Gospel of John. That's where you start. That's the New Covenant. That's where Jesus starts, in the New Testament. The Old Testament was for another people, for another covenant. Start there. That's what you need to read. Read what Jesus had to say. That's where I tell people to start all the time. And again, read it for yourself. Don't let nobody interfere with that. Till at least you read it. And then start to grow. I got ahead of myself on that one, but again, make it up point. Because like I said, there's so much bullshit going on today. And we're here getting swayed all the time. And I'm like thinking, are you kidding me? You know. I had a lot to say tonight. I mean, and I got a lot of links there for everybody to look at. You know, I don't think I even covered all the story. Nope. I will talk about two more things. Okay, the anti-censorship in Florida had gotten, again, deplatformed. The courts ruled on behalf of the corporations or the companies there that were complaining, like Facebook and YouTube and the rest of them. Here's the other thing, too. See, if they're going to censor you on a platform, why are you going there? If YouTube will not allow you that freedom of speech, especially if you're in the United States of America, where freedom of speech is guaranteed under the Constitution, Bill of Rights, then why are you going to YouTube? F YouTube. Why are you going to Facebook? F Facebook. Why are you dealing with them that will not allow you to exercise your freedom of choice? There's all kinds. Brand New Tube, BitChute, Vimeo. There's all kinds of them out there you can go to. See, the only way that Facebook is ever going to change and YouTube's ever going to change is if the bottom line changes. They go from making billions to millions, they're going to look at what went wrong. They may lighten up on their policies. Just a thought. Anyway, now Florida's now in another court. They're in another appeals court to, again, to flip that back over. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Then I was looking at electricity. And Got the wrong link here. I gotta find the link now. Well, maybe I won't put that in there tonight. There was something about electricity that, again, they were talking, referencing in regard to how they're saying that in some states and some parts that there's going to be a shortage of electricity, like to about 1.5 million homes or something to that nature. And we have to look at, you know, electricity maybe as coming to our own off-grid power supply, because we are no longer can rely on the system that we have right now, because it too is about ready to cave in. And we need to recognize that the that they could shut down the power. And I believe they're going to. I believe they're going, that's one of the things they're going to do, because they need to do that because they know people have been stockpiling food. So one of the things you can do to offset that is to start either smoking your food or brining your food, so that if the power does go off, your food is preserved and it won't matter. Just, you can use any kind of gas or wood stove in order to cook your food. Something to think about. Something, again, they may, in fact, try to, again, disengage everybody's access to electricity. We don't really realize how much we rely on electricity. We rely on it more than gasoline. We rely on it more than our cars, because even in our cars, we have some kind of electricity running the car just so that we can see where we're going. You know, so it's important, like I said, you come up and start thinking of a contingency plan, whether it be batteries. Don't think that you may get gas or diesel for a generator, because that may not work. You know, you may need to, like I said, start considering a backup plan. Creating generators that can run off of car batteries, that can amplify the voltage. Putting in inverters or converters so that you can run your AC or DC. Something to think about. Something to think about. You know. Anyway, I think on this note, I'll let it go. I want everybody, like I said, as I always say at the end of the shows, read the Gospels. I already made the stand on that about reading about Jesus had to say. So I encourage you all to do so. You know, I'm of the mindset of John 3:16, 3:17. So I encourage everybody to look at those. Look at the references to Jesus, to salvation. Look at the revelations. Look at all of it. You know, I always have people also on the top part of the page that are also helping people out the best way they can. So again, if you can help them out in any way, shape, or form, please do so. Because like I said, everyone's trying their best to do whatever. Now, if you can't afford it, and I always say this on every show, if you can't afford it because you've been taken out, you have been removed from your job because of the current situation, and I expect more to be losing their jobs in the next wave, again, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share it. You never know who you're going to help. You never know. You know. Share. All righty. As I always say at these shows, at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.